Now, the International Organization for Migration has sounded the alarm over the outflow of migrants from Venezuela into neighboring countries.
This is building to a crisis moment that we've seen in other parts of the world, particularly in the Mediterranean, and we have to start lining up priorities and funding and means to manage this as soon as we can, because we are seeing signs, like you mentioned, you know, the violence in Brazil, and then these pushbacks from some administrations on how they're going to manage this flow, as an early warning that a difficult situation can become a very, very crisis situation very quickly, and we have to be prepared.
Various UN agencies have also expressed concerns about growing stigma against Venezuelan refugees and called for solidarity with them. Meanwhile, Ecuador has suspended passport entry requirements for Venezuelans. Growing numbers of Venezuelans are fleeing an economic meltdown that's threatened to overwhelm neighboring countries. The Venezuelan government has blamed the U.S. and its sanctions for the economic hardships. Opposition accuses the government of mismanagement. Joining us now out of San Juan from On the Surge, Mr. Lajos Szasz, the political commentator. Hello, Lajos. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, we know a lot of neighboring countries don't have a very booming economy. Most of them have, you know, kind of a stagnant economy at the time. They're trying to actually help their fellow, you know, their brothers and sisters next door in Venezuela. But it's really going to be tough on a lot of those countries, isn't it?
Well, yes, indeed. Colombia is apparently bearing the brunt of the mass migration of refugees. I would call them refugees because they are exiting Venezuela due to its political instability and lack of any sort of medical help or basic supplies like food, medicines, etc., milk for the children. Colombia, officially, I think according to United Nations figures, it would have like 600,000, but there are also other figures that claim that there are over a million, or that a million Venezuelans enter Colombia last year, or in the last year, or within this, it will be the equivalent of the last 12 months, let's say, let's call it like that. Ecuador, well, officially, according to the United Nations, apparently, has received close to 40,000, 39,000, over 39,000 people, but probably it's more, because even though the United Nations has said that about 26,000 Venezuelans have entered Peru, south of Ecuador, but the chief of Peru says that actually there are 400,000 Venezuelans in Peru. So the real figures are probably much more higher. And certainly for Colombia, it's certainly a big burden. But I would say Colombia is a big country, is a relatively rich country, at least it has the resources. So it's going to be difficult for it, but with help from the United Nations, and it should seek help from, let's say, the European Union, one example of a source of aid, of humanitarian aid for these Venezuelan refugees. Ecuador, well, is a smaller country than Colombia, but it has it's rich in terms of resources. It would need help, indeed. But that's the tricky situation.
It would also be nice to see, you know, North America taking some of the refugees as well, wouldn't it? Perhaps America, perhaps Canada.
Well, one would say the United States for sure. But that's the thing. The United States has put the Venezuelan government blames the United States for the crisis, for the lack of supplies, of basic necessities. But I would say that the sanctions that the United States has imposed on Venezuela, on its government, are really cosmetic if we compare the sanctions that the U.S. has imposed. Sanctions are meant to destroy Iran, but the sanctions on the Venezuelan regime are just to pay lip service, political lip service, so that they can say in the elections to the Cuban and Venezuelan exile community in Miami, we have been doing something. But really, the United States, like you say, could do more. And in the Europe case, well, with Spain, they have washed their hands after independence. But in reality, countries like Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, their motherland is Spain. And they could at least try to move things in Brussels and in Germany to issue some humanitarian aid. Of course, there are over 200,000 Venezuelan migrants or refugees in Spain. That's also a lot. But I think Spain could do more, if not Spain alone, but the European Union. And like you said, the United States, and of course there is Canada. But we know very well that the United States is more interested in Israel, what to do against the Palestinians, or what to do against Syria. They are mired in the war of Afghanistan for almost 17 years. They don't care about Spanish America. And you can see in their welcoming this really humanitarian crisis.
Okay, Lias, we're all out of time, but we have to go. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, really quick, finish it.
Like you said, a regional response, like UNASUR. Now, Colombia exit UNASUR, but UNASUR, if Venezuela doesn't want to help, at least the other Colombia, together with Ecuador, with Peru, with Chile, with Argentina, with Brazil, Uruguay, they can do more, for God's sake. But apparently, they are just freezing the entry of people because, well, they don't carry the visas, they don't carry passports. But let us forget, and that's my last point, Ecuador and Colombia were part of, with Venezuela, of the historic Great Colombia that was formed after independence from Spain. They should do more, certainly in Ecuador, and I think that Colombia is already quite a lot, and they shouldn't back down from what their humanitarian help.
Okay, you know, Lias, I'm going to talk to my boss, try to get you on program here on Press TV, because you have a lot of good information for us. Thank you for joining us. That was on Press TV's, not on Press TV's, pardon. That was Lias Sazdy there joining us at a San Juan political commentator, everyone. Thanks for joining us in this Top 5. Bye-bye for now.